coming to you live from inside the globe, perched high atop the Bugle Planet building in sunny Gotham City. It's Hey Kids Comics with two guys who are always ready to seduce the innocent, your hosts, Andrew Farmer and the Jedi Cole Houston. And now it's time for Hey Kids Comics.
Hey everybody, Andrew here. Just quick disclaimer, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of this issue, the supplemental issue of Hey Kids Comics. The Gremlins got all up in our system, and we lost the first half. But it's too good to get rid of all of it, so we kept the second half. We're going to release it to you. Just understand you're picking up in the middle of a conversation about exclusives and why we love and hate San Diego Comic-Con. We hope you enjoy it. It was fun for us. And again, if you have any of those spare tickets just laying around, feel free to send them over to the offices of the JCU. Thank you. Enjoy the show. And join us on Fridays for a regularly scheduled drop date for Hey Kids Comics.
But yeah, it's amazing what they can do with the plastics and materials and different molding techniques and stuff like that. And I just think that's a kick-ass looking. I like the visual look. I mean, I don't know anything about Spider-Gwen. I just love the way the costume looks.
Right.
So I have a Spider-Gwen Marvel Legends that took me a long time to get my hands on.
They're also making me buy a Batman 89 Mezzet. I hate Mezzets.
Kind of like me with the bobbleheads.
I hate them, but it's
pop vinyls. But also, speaking to the pop vinyls, good Lord. I mean, I feel terrible for Funko collectors.
Oh, my God, right?
Because there are like 150 exclusive Funkos.
There's so many.
Not the least of which are the, you know, there's always the, you know, if you're a focus collector and all you bother with are Conan O'Brien figures, Funkos, who, oddly enough, is indistinguishable from Freddy Funko, their own mascot, which is probably why it was a match made in heaven. But, I mean, good Lord. How many 2017 Funko exclusives are there? I kind of lost count.
There are a lot. I mean, literally, and I'm not kidding, it's above 20.
Oh, easily. There's below Luna 40. Lovegood and Academia Ochako from whatever that's from. The previous one being from Harry Potter. Then there's Five Nights at Freddy's, a couple of Star Wars ones, at least one Star Wars one. There's a bunch of different colored frocked Scooby-Doos.
Yeah, yeah.
There's characters from the Flintstones and the Wacky Racers. And then apparently they had a lot of somebody like overdid the molding of heads and didn't do enough bodies, because they had two different four-pack sodas, actual soft drinks.
Oh, no.
With either Marvin the Martian head on each bottle.
What?
Or Huckleberry Hound on each bottle.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what flavor the...
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But yeah, it's just like, that's pretty much the head right off of your pop vinyl, isn't it? Apparently they can shove them down onto soda pop lids as well.
Can I move us away from comics for a second?
Sure, absolutely, because there's a lot of other stuff that is out there.
Because there is one that I want.
Piss me off.
Yeah, there's one that I really want. If you happen to be listening to this at a time traveler, and you head over to the Fox Fanfare booth, you can pick up the Archer Most Extraordinary Spy Kit Ever.
Oh.
I am super jealous that I can't have this. You get a spy kit, you get a box. The box has all the seasons of Archer, first of all. It also has a Archer-branded mustache or pair of like Ray-Ban, knockoff Ray-Ban sunglasses with mustache on chain hanging down as a disguise.
Oh my, I have seen this thing now, and it is...
It has the t-shirt, the cel-shaded Archer and suit t-shirt. You get the Danger Zone shot glass. You get a, I'm not sure what the other two things are. One just looks like cards. Yeah, they're collectible stickers, and oh god, I would love to have this. This is one of those exclusives that is worth its weight to be called an exclusive. Yeah. Like it's just super.
It's just packed full of stuff.
Yeah, that you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, you can get it, but you're not going to get it anywhere else like this. This is one of those things you put on your shelf, and they have, whoa, where'd you get that thing? And you mm-hmm. say, hey, I got it at San Diego Comic-Con in 2017. Like, that's
– Oh, so that's where 2 hours of your day went.
Right, and it was worth it because look at this crap. Like, that's the one – that's the kind of stuff that I love because that's the kind of stuff that's absolutely worth its weight. So what else do you got? Because I wanted to move us away into something we actually wanted. If you got one more in you, we'll do one more, and then we'll wrap this up with our big one.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's one that I think would be cool. There was some conjecture on the Ranker Pit as to whether this was an exclusive or not, and I'm afraid it turned out to be an exclusive. And that is the Black Series Luke's Landspeeder.
Right.
So for the 6-inch scale figures, Luke has his Landspeeder. And it's neat because they sort of position a little translucent stand kind of dead center. So it allows it to have even more the illusion of hovering on a cushion of air.
Right.
And there's a non-exclusive coming out of Ray's Jell-O Pudding Pop speeder.
First you get the droid parts, and then you zip it is up, and then you go talk to Simon Pegg.
It turns out Unkar Plunk had put a roofie in your portions.
Oh, no.
What? Too soon?
Too soon. Let's not equate Simon Pegg's wonderful vocal portrayal of Pit Boss of the Wasteland to first you get the pudding pop, then damn it. It's funny, though.
It's one of them pharmacy things that you grind up pills with because you can just sprinkle it all over the pudding pop, and the chocolate flavor disguises the bitterness of the pill.
First you get the mortal, and then you get the pestle, and then you make the zoop with the pills. Jesus.
First thing is you can get one of those regular popsicle bowls and just melt down the pudding pops and pour them back in once you roofied them up.
We're such hacks. We're such hacks.
Now, oddly enough, there is a pop vinyl a 2-pack that was an SDCC exclusive. It was Bill Cosby and a passed out pop vinyl.
Damn it!
They were just repurposing their Sleeping Beauty, but
damn it!
There's a lot of that with exclusives, you know, where they'll just do a repaint.
So yeah, this.
But the neat thing is, you know, the Landspeeder, you can pop the hood, and there's not like a sticker in there like on the vintage Landspeeder.
It's actually
like
molded.
Fully realized, you know, 12-stroke engine.
Sure, yes. Sure.
For air.
You have ventured into a world I don't know.
Get the air going underneath, and I don't know hovercraft.
I don't know hovercraft.
But it comes with Luke's squirrel gun. It's got his pancho and his Gilligan's Island hat with the goggles.
I like Luke's squirrel gun, by the way. I like that a lot.
Yeah, he's got one of those, like, you know, Jed Clampett squirrel guns.
And his pancho.
One day he was shooting at some womp rats, and up from the ground came nothing, because it's a damn wasteland.
Possibly.
Why would anyone live there?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Someone doesn't need to hire new hands. He needs to get off the damn planet. That's an option. Star Wars universe. Unlike here, you can't just leave the planet. Back then and there, you could.
So let's move on to the big one.
No, that I said back then and there.
Back then and there. Let's move on to the big one, and then we're getting out of here. So there's one that this is the first exclusive that I saw from this year's, and I wish that weren't the case, but it is. Oh God, I want this with a fervency.
It's the only way I'm going to be able to explain it. So if you don't know anything about what's going on with IDW right now, they're having a huge – they've built a shared universe with all of their toy licenses. So Transformers, G.I. Joe, Mask, Action Man, Rom the Damn Space Knight, Visionaries – all are sharing a universe in IDW now. So you get the G.I. Joe Transformer crossovers, which we've seen. You get the Mask back, which will always hold a place that's near and dear to my heart.
Seth Green must be on Cloud Nine.
Right. You get the Visionaries with their holographic chest emblems wearing their weird Camelot 3000 armor. And to top it all off, you get an Action Man. And you get a Rom the Damn Space Knight, as well as a what looks to be a 6-inch scale Transformer, coupled with all of those things that I just listed for you are in 3 3/4 inch size. Maybe that Transformer's bigger than 6. It might be bigger than 6. But as a capstone to this set, Cole, what is the thing that you get as a capstone to this damn set?
Well, you've got, in addition to the Micronauts, which is
my capstone. Cool. Yes, god damn it, Micronauts. Yeah.
And of course, the Big Mother. There's a guy I used to set up at conventions here locally in the Dallas area that custom made this amazing 3 3/4 inch figure of this very character. And so often I thought, you know, I had to save up and get one of those because it's so good at $80 for a custom.
Jeez.
Because it was worth it, but. Then Hasbro hauls off and crams in this already cram full of stuff box set. The comic book version, the modern comic version, because it has to be different.
Right.
Somehow Marvel didn't own that particular thing. I think actually they existed in print from Mego or whoever was making the original. But Rom the Damn Space Knight.
Right.
And, I mean, come on. It's Rom the Space Knight. It would be worth the price of admission to resell everything else.
Yes.
Just to own a Rom the Space Knight.
You are absolutely correct. If you listen to the show, we've been asking for a Rom the Space Knight. Back when we would do our action figure wish lists, when we were talking about what they could release in 3 3/4, Rom was on that list every single time. And they gave it to us. In a 3 3/4 inch fully articulated figure in the same damn box as a bunch of Micronauts, which is what we asked for as well in the same damn episode.
Oh, it's like everything. I mean, and the thing is, well, this box set is $100.
Yes.
So you use that as a benchmark. If you couldn't make it to San Diego and you want to say, is this guy being reasonable or is he being a gouger? Start out at the fact that whoever's selling it paid $100 just to say hello.
But the other side to this is you want to talk about value added. $100 for a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. $100 for a what has to be either 6 or 7 inch articulated Jetfire from the Transform. Matt Tracker from Mask in 3 3/4 inch. Your Visionary 3 3/4 inch figure, a Roadblock from G.I. Joe in 3 3/4 inch. These are all fully articulated. These aren't the, you know, 5-point articulation BS that we've seen out there. An Action Man in 3 3/4 inch fully articulated. A Rom the Damn Space Knight in 3 3/4 inch. A Dire Wraith in 3 3/4 inch. As well as a bunch of tiny Micro Machines scale Micronauts that scale to... granted,
you couldn't. Yeah, Micro Machines knots.
Yeah, Micro Machines knots. You get
and
nine.
Let me tell you, there's nothing worse than getting a case of the Micro Machine knots.
No, there's not. I mean, you have to listen. They say 20 minutes after you eat, if you're going to get into a pool, do it. This is not what you wanted. This is not the direction you want your life to go in. You get all of that for $100.
Consider the average 3 3/4 inch licensed figure today will cost you about $9.
Right.
There's $100 there just at straight retail.
Right.
And most exclusives, they're getting kind of gougy.
They are. Yeah. This is not gougy. This is This is, I want to say, well done.
Well, it was 25 bucks for a full package Cyborg.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done. Well done, Hasbro. You did, or Mattel. Is it Hasbro or Mattel?
That one is a Hasbro.
Yeah. Well done, Hasbro. You done good, kid. You done good on this one. So we're going to
also suggest this may be the opening salvo for some amazing stuff. It may be nothing, but I want to believe. I'm like Fox Mulder of toys here. I want to believe that this is the opening for some IDW toys that aren't exclusive. I do want to rant on one thing, because I would have loved to have got this for Catherine.
Right.
The folks at Playmates, who have brought us Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the past 100 years.
Yes.
For $30, re-released an existing Usagi Yojimbo action figure.
Yes.
With his little standard, with the flag. Three different heads. So you have sort of average, just kind of casually angry Usagi Yojimbo. You have really pissed off, angry Usagi Yojimbo. And then you have Usagi Yojimbo with his big ass wide Japanese rain hat.
Yeah, it's a cool figure. Head.
Plus a Tokage lizard. $30. And it comes with a comic that reprints Usagi Yojimbo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle crossover. Okay, all of that for $30, the cheapest, absolutely cheapest of these $30 box sets that I can find on eBay right now, $225.
Good Lord. Guys, come on. We're going to have a...
$225? Are you kidding me? But I take some solace in the fact that the aforementioned Kylo Ren with his little flag, which was the $100, $150 Golden Boy last year, opening bids are $25 right. In some cases.
Right, right.
But still, that is one I would have loved to have had for Catherine, because she doesn't like the overdone Usagi Yojimbo where they're just this is one where he wasn't pissed off 100% of the time. And then I think we mentioned this before from the folks over at Skybound, who are annoyingly trickling out an annual pairing of Saga action figures. Last year's Alana and Marco two-pack will now be joined by this year's The Will and Lion Cat.
Nice.
And Lion Cat, last year they had a San Diego exclusive Lion Cat statue. I was able to get it for Catherine that Christmas. Direct from Skybound. You were able to buy them from Skybound. To this day, you can still buy Alana and Marco box set from last year's San Diego at the Skybound website. The sculpt on that statue was amazing. I thought, why can't we have that in an action figure? By God, now we have an action figure. Just like last year's set, $50 at retail. The gouging is set in pretty well on this as well. I'm hoping that Skybound will. In fact, last week, Skybound had dropped the price on the Will and Atlanta set to $40, and I missed it.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Even at 50, it's not bad when you consider the average 6-inch action figure. Marvel Legends, Black Series Star Wars are edging up. They started about $19.99. Now they're about $23.
That's right.
So $25. And the Lion Cat even has the lying and a word bubble that has that kind of Lion Cat edge to it. And the Will comes with his two different links of Lance. The killing your enemies at a distance Lance, and the just got out of the pool Lance.
Just got out of the pool Lance.
Yeah, with serious case of the Micronauts.
That's funny. That's funny. All right, well, why don't you plug us up? I think we've done enough damage and hopefully brought a little bit of hope to the world that some of this stuff, the A-Force stuff, the Skybound stuff, is available out there on either through Toys R Us or through Maddie Collector.
Actually, unfortunately, Maddie Collector is no more. I don't know. Right. There is somebody that was handling the liquidation of Maddie Collector, and I'm hoping that there will be a web presence where you can buy some of theirs. Hasbro.com, Skybound.com. check out some of these guys because they're starting to realize, you know how you could make a lot more money at San Diego? Sell to everybody.
It's just put it out there.
You can still call it an exclusive because you can't go to Toys R Us. You can't go to Walmart and find. Okay, yeah, you can go. You can find the A4 set at Toys R Us, but you can't find some of these other exclusives except at their own website. So, you know, I applaud that that's starting to happen. I hope that trend continues. I hope more and more we see less and less of this damning exclusivity that has really turned a lot of adult collectors, who are the ones buying this crap anyway, by the way, they're being turned away from the hobby.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And you can get these things. Cole always, as the master collector, always counsels patience. If you wait long enough, if there's something you really want, if you wait long enough, eBay will provide. You just have to...
eBay, you'll find it at a local convention. There's still a few holy grails out there for myself, but I have literally found damn near every holy grail I ever went after at a price that was drastically lower than the ambitious were asking. And there's a lot of good that came out of San Diego, and we're going to sort of pepper that into actual issues of Hey Kids Comics, where we talk about some of the amazing announcements that have been made.
Oh yeah, oh,
because otherwise we'd be here for another hour.
That's right. There we will have a San Diego conversation, because there have been some amazing release images, some amazing announcements, and we will.
In fact, I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement here. There was a little project started years ago on the JCU that was as much fun as it was untenable. And that was Super Geek Out.
Oh, yeah.
The original concept of Super Geek Out was to bring the Jedi Cole universe, the United States of Geekdom, and Midnight Movie Cowboys together into a single form. And we had an absolute blast just doing all kinds of crazy games and goofing off and talking about stuff that we couldn't stop talking about. And I've been wanting to bring Super Geek Out back in a less constricting dynamic.
Sure.
And by that, I mean Super Geek Out is going to have a rotating cast. I'll sort of set myself up at the head of the table and just bring in a different group every time to geek out.
It's super.
And you're going to see a lot of folks coming back. A lot of my fellow podcasters, a lot of friends who've been on this show or on some of the other shows. Anybody I'm going to hold up, but our very first Super Geek Out coming soon, as soon as we can get everybody together, will be myself, Andrew, Eddie Medina, and a surprise guest that I'm hoping to get into the mix.
Yes.
Super Geek Out number one. We're going to start over number one because we can.
That's
right. Super Geek Out number one, legends in our own minds.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about our Marvel Legends wish list, 2017-2018. Eddie and I did two episodes of the last two episodes as this is airing of the Rancor Pit were our Hey Hasbro episodes. And as the news started coming out of San Diego, we're like, oh my God, some of our Hey Hasbro wish list is happening.
It's real time.
Yeah, so we're going to start to visit it again. We've seen a lot of stuff from our past, from wish lists I published on the United States of Geekdom, from our wish list conversations in the past on Hey Kids Comics. We've seen some amazing stuff happen. There's a certain build-a-figure we're going to have to go into again. they still haven't got the message. But, you know, there's a lot of ground still to cover over at Marvel. And we're going to fold in, because we can, assuming that Mattel is still making their DC... Unlimited, is it? What's the name of that damn line?
Well, they have their Legends line still going fairly strong by DC Collectibles, but they pretty much all full stopped the 3¾-inch lines that they've been doing. So,
yeah, I think they're going seeing the 6-inch line, but they have that DC Infinity, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
Which also we'll talk a bit about that, because there's a lot of stuff I would love to see in that line. I'm not as invested in that line. It seems to be a great way for them to put out movies. They're taking their cues from Marvel Legends.
Right.
Just fold the movie characters straight into the line. And there's a ton of build of figures that need to happen. But again, story for another day. We need to wrap this up. San Diego Comic-Con, we hate you.
And we love you.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Join us for our regularly scheduled programming coming up on Fridays as usual. You know, again, if you come across a spare ticket laying around, feel free to reach out and let me know.
Yeah.
We would be happy to go in your stead.
If you're incredibly, you know, screamingly filthy rich and altruistic to the point of, you know, you like to champion ridiculous causes, you know, all expense paid trips, we're not above accepting.
Yeah, we aren't too proud. We aren't too proud here. All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your week, and we will see you on Friday for more regularly scheduled Hey Kids Comics. Good night.
Good night.
Good day. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.